Hi, this is Alonzo. I want to welcome you to episode 205 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I'm sorry if you hear any background noise. I am in New York, and you may hear the heat. Yeah, the heat is on because it is about 20 degrees outside. It has warmed up to 20 degrees. It was 15 when I got here, so it's a bit nippy outside. Well, Happy New Year. Here we are in 2018. Some things have changed. Some things have stayed the same. Some of it, we're just going to see how it plays out. Marijuana is legal in California. That's right. Recreational marijuana is now legal. They're still having some trouble working the bugs out, okay? Not all the dispensaries are open. Some places are yet to be licensed to sell. Some of the medical marijuana places are not, you know, legal for recreation, et cetera, et cetera. Don't worry. We'll work it out. We're going to get some weed. You know why? Because we need some weed. It's 2018. Help us. It's a great thing for the medical profession. I mean, all these people who had aches and pains and anxiety and glaucoma, et cetera, that needed medical marijuana are suddenly cured. They're free, no longer needing their medical stuff. They'll just do it for fun. And you're going to need it. You're going to need some weed. Listen, today's January 2nd. We're 2 days into the country, and Kim Jong-un and baby hands Trump are already at it. Kim Jong started with a speech talking about how he has the nuclear button on his desk and he's ready to use it. He has missiles that can reach anywhere in the United States. No, I don't believe him, but what are you going to do? He's a small man with missiles. He also said that he's willing to join South Korea and play in the Olympic Games. Insane, right? Just that's the kind of crazy you got to wonder about. I got nuclear weapons, and I want to play at the Olympics. So you're like, well, that's crazy. Well, guess what, North Korea? We'll see you're crazy and raise you a baby hands. Because baby hands Trump response was, I have a button too, and mine is bigger, and it works. Listen, why don't they just quit playing in metaphor and pull their dicks out? Just pull their little dicks out and wave them at each other. You know, I don't know. I've never seen their dicks. I hope I never do. But I'm going to play the odds. You have a small Asian guy. Sorry, Asians. Nothing meant there. But, you know, let's be honest. The little guy. And then you have Trump with little baby hands. I got a feeling they pull out a dick contest, they both lose. How's that sound? No disrespect to Asians. No disrespect to people with little hands. I'm just talking about these two idiots. Pull out your little dicks. Wave them at each other. I don't know. Somewhere like Guam. Can you meet in Guam and leave us alone? Jesus. Threat of nuclear annihilation. But it's the second day into the year. So they took one day off. Go to California, get some weed. How's your tax cut doing? How's your tax cut? You should probably get on that nuclear resolution to get rich, because that's whose tax cut it is. Trump told his friends at Mar-a-Lago that you're all about to get a hell of a lot richer. You know how he is. If they leave him alone, if they don't supervise him at all times, he'll slip and tell the truth about something. So he said to his rich friends, this tax cut was for us. Now, I will give him credit. He did not laugh at the stupid middle-class people who supported him. And I don't know the exact numbers. I've seen a number of different charts, but basically, I think if you're making like $30,000 to $50,000, you're going to save, you know, a couple of $100 a year on your taxes. Yeah, a couple of $100 a year. If you make $1 million, you'll save $21,000. You'll save enough to pay one of these people. So, you know, whose tax cut is it really? Whose tax cut is it really? You better get your ass in the 1%. Now, the good thing is, if you happen to have $22 million to leave to your family, you can leave it to them tax-free. You don't have $22 million to leave to your family. Well, what the hell have you been doing? What have you been doing with your life? At the other end of the scale, minimum wage has been raised in 18 states, so people got that going for them. If you don't have the $22 million, at least you make a little more on minimum wage. I know there's plenty in between. It's called the middle class, and it's shrinking every day. But, you know, what are you going to do? This is what people voted for. Oh, and it's not just Trump. It's not just Trump making America great again. Remember, Mike Pence offered to help, and he's doing his part. Mike Pence went on vacation with his family in Aspen because that's what you do. You go to Aspen, you know, just what you don't have the money to go to Aspen either. Wait, let me get this straight. So you don't have enough money to make the tax cut worthwhile. You don't have $22 million to leave to your family. And now you're telling me you don't have enough money for an Aspen vacation? The hell are you doing with your life? Jeez, step it up, people. Step it up. So Pence went to Aspen. The good thing was the family across the street from the house he was renting just laid out a banner saying, "Make America Gay Again." You gotta admire how quick people can be smartasses. They managed to get that banner printed up and ready while he was still there. So good for you. The bad thing, the unfortunate thing, the unfair thing, and the thing to which Pence could give a shit less about is the small business, the hot air balloon business that had to shut down for the week he was there. Yeah. Above it all, Balloon Company had to cancel all of its planned flights during Pence's six-day visit because the airspace is restricted. National Defense airspace, no one can fly within 3 miles of where their vice president is. So these people who run this hot air balloon company, which I imagine is a pretty popular thing in Aspen, had to shut down. Now, they could have flown out of a different place if somebody had notified them that Pence was coming, but that would be what? Like, considerate. That would be caring. That would be helping working class people. That would be something Jesus would do. Huh, Pence? What would Jesus do? He'd tell him he was coming. But anyway, Pence didn't, so she's lost 10 grand, you know, small business in America. Why? Making America great again. Okay, so New Year, we always have, you know, some new crazy laws, and we always enjoy those. Some of my favorites in Texas, the limit on dairy trucks has been raised from being allowed to carry 80,000 pounds of milk to being allowed to carry 90,000 pounds of milk, which is great for everyone except those people who had the 10,000-pound milk trucks. Their days are numbered. In South Carolina, if you wanted an exotic pet, I hope you already got it. If you needed like a tiger or a lion or a giraffe or who knows what, yeah, as of January 1st, the exotic pets were illegal. So I hope you got yours by the 31st. California, besides legalizing marijuana, has changed the jaywalking law. You can now enter the street while the numbers are counting down. Something none of us knew was illegal to begin with, but it's legal now. So now you know how much time you have left to get your ass across the street. And who knows? Every state has some crazy new laws. In Illinois, judges are going to start in divorce court. They're going to handle custody of the family pet. So you may get to keep the pet. You may get to visit the pet. You may... I don't know what the hell you get. This one... One of my frustrations with two states, Oregon and New Jersey, is I can't pump my own gas. It's a pain. I got to wait for the guy. It's like being back in, I think, the 70s. No, maybe the 80s. But definitely in the 70s and 60s when you had the guy at the gas pump. Yeah. And it's okay if you want that, but why? But if you don't want that, if you're like me, I got things to do. I'm in a rush. I want to just jump out the car, pump my own gas, and be on my way. Well, Oregon just passed a law which will allow people in certain areas to pump their own gas. You would think, great, that's good. No. People in Oregon are upset. They've been on Twitter, and they ain't happy. One guy, Mike Perrone, "I've lived in this state all my life, and I refuse," all caps on refuse, "to pump my own gas. I had to do it once in California while visiting my brother, and I almost died." I don't know how. I don't know how he almost died. Let's see. Here's another one. Somebody doesn't want to get to work smelling of gas. I don't want to pump my own gas. I hate the smell and having to get out in the winter in a skirt. Yeah, we're sorry, Carrie, but you probably have to get out of the car in a skirt at some point. I don't even know how to pump gas, and I'm 62, native Oregonian. Yeah, nozzle in the tank, squeeze the handle. That's how you pump gas. Woo! Another person doesn't want to touch a handle that 50 other people have touched. Another one simply said that if I get out of the car, I'm going to get killed because there are transients in the, and they'll kill you. It's what they do. They wait in gas stations for you to pump your own gas and they kill you. Or they say they'll pump it for you. You could always just give them a couple of bucks. Chris Donnelly, who I love, simply tweeted, apparently most people in Oregon assume that in order to pump gas, you must first remove all people from the vehicle and stand in the open while thugs attack from all angles, while being sprayed by gas. Oh, man. Kyle Allen. One time, my dad came to Oregon and pumped his own gas. The street... I love Twitter. The street immediately lit on fire and he caused massive recession countywide because he took away 20 billion jobs by pumping his own gas. I was in the back seat when my brother was nabbed through a locked door by a transient creeper who raised him to be a human ottoman. My dad tried wiping his windshield, but the stuff he used turned out to be sulfuric acid. The car exploded with me in it, and I died. I'm sorry. Forgive me for laughing, but how brilliant was that? What a tweet. Excellent. Good luck with pumping gas, Oregon. I hope you survive. Well, speaking of stupid laws, now this one's stupid, but stupid and dangerous, and I talked about this one a little earlier. So the House has approved a measure that would allow concealed carry permits to be like driver's licenses and have them recognized state to state. The NRA says, hey, it's fine. It's the same thing as a driver's license, except that it's not. Okay? Because driver's licenses, first of all, the agreements are state to state. In other words, Texas agrees to recognize a driver's license from New Mexico or Arizona or, you know, Florida agrees to recognize a driver's license from California, et cetera, et cetera. They also have minimum standards for the licenses regarding the pictures being put on the license or the anti-fraud, you know, measures in the actual making of the license. See, these are the things that's why your driver's license is good. States report. So if your license is suspended in Illinois, they're going to find out about that in California because the states all agree to report to each other through databases, etc. None of that applies to concealed carry permits. If your concealed carry permit is suspended, they notify you, and it's up to you to tell law enforcement, unless law enforcement researches it, which they can't do because there's no actual national database. Let's not get into the fact that, you know, to have a driver's license, you have to actually get trained on how to drive. There's like a test involved, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not the same thing. But the House, of course, passed the law, passed the bill and still has to go through the Senate and become a law. But the House, because the NRA said to, at what point does our Congress just give the keys to the NRA and say, listen, go on in, make up any laws you want, and lock the door on your way out. That's all it is. Okay, so enough of that. Let's step it back up. It's a new year. There's hope. New years bring hope, right? So maybe you need to get rich. Maybe it's 2018. You don't want to pay taxes. Better get rich. Here's an idea. Get some Jesus coin. Yeah, you missed out on Bitcoin. It's too late. But now we got Jesus coin. Jesus coin is a cryptocurrency, which means it's a form of digital money that can be bought, sold, and traded like stock, but has no intrinsic value. Now, the Jesus coin, they said, we're going to outsource sin, we're going to decentralize Jesus, and provide miracles exclusively to Jesus coin owners. Now, of course, this is a joke, and this was put out as a joke. But the Jesus coin rep said, hey, there are over 600 cryptocurrencies. There are over 600 cryptocurrencies currently traded. None of them have any intrinsic value, so why not add Jesus? Hey, Jesus would have gotten in early on Bitcoin. He probably would have known. They're like, hey, we love Jesus, blah, blah, blah. Now, the funny thing is, of course, Bitcoin is the best-known cryptocurrency, and that value's gone through the roof. There is also a Christ coin. The difference is the Christ coin, they say that one's real. Not like that fake Jesus coin. I'm not even going to go any deeper than that. If you buy a Christ coin, if you invest your money in it, good luck. And I say this without a hint of irony. May God bless. Jesus, what are you going to do? Come back, Jesus, and warm us up, because we're cold. It's cold out here. Man, you don't know. I hit New York, like I said, 15 degrees, single-digit temperatures, negative temperatures all through the Northeast and the Midwest. I think Chicago was like minus 6. Minnesota was colder than Michelle Bachmann's heart, and that's pretty damn cold. Speaking of Michelle Bachmann, she said that she'll run for Al Franken's Senate seat if God tells her to. Hey, God, please don't. It's cold out there. It's so cold that Baby Hands felt the need to tweet that, see, we need some of that global warming to warm those people up celebrating New Year's outside in Times Square. It's 9 degrees. Some scientists, trained scientists, went to college scientists, real scientists, wasted his time on Twitter trying to explain to Donald Trump the difference between weather and climate. He said, weather changes day to day. Climate is over a period, measured over a period of time. At which point, you know, Trump just stuck his fingers in his ears and said, fake science, fake science, fake science, fake science. Finally, and I don't even know how long I've been talking. I don't think I've been talking too long on this one. It's a new year. Speaking of the podcast, listen, I promised you guests. I promised you a more expanded podcast this year, and it will be. It's just right now I'm in New York on a gig, so I'm doing the best I can. Next week I'm in Bermuda on a gig, so it'll probably just be me again. Yeah, that's the balance of my life. New York 1 week, Bermuda another. I can't complain. Maybe I should invest in some Jesus coin, get some real money. Anyway, that's the deal. So I promise you, the podcast in 2018 will change, and hopefully change for the better. I like this. I love you, and I thank you for listening. And I'm not done, because there's one more story that personally I love. Now, I don't know whether this story is fake science or fake history or just plain Southern bullshit. But in the interest of fairness, in the interest of balance, right? I said balance, New York, Bermuda. South Carolina is looking to balance, and they're... their legislature, their people, they want to build a monument to the black Confederate soldiers. Now, we know the problems we had last summer. People were taking down Confederate monuments, and they said, this has nothing to do with race. It's a tribute to our history, our history. So they said, part of our history, we're going to go ahead and build a monument to the black Confederate soldiers. And there's only one minor problem. There were no black Confederate soldiers. Black people were slaves during the Civil War. It was illegal to arm them. I don't like slave owners, but I'll give them credit. They were smart enough not to give weapons to slaves. You see, what happens is, if you give weapons to slaves, they will kill you with them. So the slave owners figured that out and said, yeah, we probably don't want you in the Confederate Army. We probably not going to give you a rifle, you know. Any assistance done by blacks during the Confederacy, obviously they were slaves and they may have been on a farm and had to feed soldiers or some shit like that, but there were no black Confederate soldiers. So maybe they'll just build a really small monument. Maybe that's what they'll do. I don't know. There was one black man involved, a man named Robert Smalls, and he was on a Confederate ship, which he had hijacked and gave to the Union Navy. So maybe Robert will get a little monument or a reverse monument. I don't know. Is he a traitor or a hero? Depends on who you ask. I'm going to go with hero. Speaking of heroes, Illinois is proposing to make August 4th Barack Obama Day. Won't be an official holiday. Black people, you cannot have the day off from work. All right? I know you're taking a day off anyway. I'm going to. It's Barack Obama Day. I ain't doing shit. All right? He was a great man. He was a great president. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I don't know if it will happen in my lifetime, but I hope that one day he is recognized for what a phenomenal president he was. Besides being scandal-free, classy, intelligent, loved worldwide, he also did a few things like pass health care and save the United States auto industry. He was a great man. So Barack Obama Day, I'm all the way in. Good for us and good for you, Illinois. And thank you. Thank you for listening out there. Who's paying attention? You are. This weekend, as I said, I'm at Gotham's Comedy Club in New York. It's going to be cold, but I'm going to be funny. Next week, January 10th through 13th, Bermuda Comedy Festival, Just for Laughs, Bermuda. Can't wait. That's always fun. I love Bermuda. You got my favorite island nation of all the island nations. I'm going with Bermuda. And you know what? Bermuda has no nukes nor crazy leaders. So they got that going for them. Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the podcast for this week. Who's paying attention? You are. I'm Alonzo Bowden, and I appreciate you. Keep laughing.